Hey, how's it going, everyone? Wow, I don't know if you guys saw what's happening, but it is getting crazy right now in Washington, D.C. I'll tell you, Biden's tax hikes, they're turning this country into a socialist nightmare. And in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the downstream implications of this. I'm going to talk about how it's such a horrible idea. At the end of the day, in America, we want freedom. We want freedom to make a profit. We want freedom to create a business. We want freedom to sell something and not have to pay it all to Uncle Sam. Right now, already as we speak, we're working from January to May, January to June, and just paying that straight to the government. If you look at your tax breakdowns over the year, you can see we are paying through the nose in taxes. And what fiscal year 2025 budget is pronounced by Biden is that there will be capital gains rate increasing from a formerly lower level of 30% to a 44.6%. Now, I just put a video together recently with Canada's capital gain, and it's going up to 66%. And this looks much better in comparison, but in reality, it's not much better because we should be the pinnacle, the beacon of hope for kind of fiscal responsibility, free market, the ability to have our own sovereignty and our own wealth. And what this does is it extracts the wealth from the individual and it gives it to the government. Now, the socialists, they all want to tax the rich, you know, and that's horrible because you want to, and hey, look, guys, I'm not rich. First of all, I'm not trying to defend the rich, but I'm just saying the socialists and the Biden supporters and the Democrats, they want to tax the rich so they can keep up their deficit spending because they're realizing, wait a second, we can't deficit spend into infinity because it just can't happen. We got to eventually go and tax the individual. So not only are we seeing high inflation, which is one silent form of taxation, we're also seeing an increase in the rate of taxation at the capital gains level. I'll tell you this, what this will cause the rich to do is hire better accountants, and it'll cause a capital flight out of our country to areas like Bermuda, the Caymans, South and Central America, El Salvador, any area outside of the country that they can move and allocate capital to, the rich will do. And that's why I'm so opposed to this because we want to try to attract wealth. We want to try to attract capital and investment into this country. And how on this earth can we do that when we tax our citizens to no end? There's no way we can. And that is the true tragedy of this getting passed and this going through is we're gonna see ourselves, the middle class, the poor, and the rich, all of us are gonna collectively get more poor because of this getting passed. Think about this. Think about how inefficient our government is at spending money. If they have to produce 100 pens, they're going to probably spend $1,000 on those 100 pens. But if you got a private business to do it, they can probably create the 100 pens for, say, 10 bucks, 15 bucks. So this happens all the time with bridges, with roads, with infrastructure. The government, they're not incentivized to operate within time and on budget. And that is we can't go down this road. All socialist countries, Venezuela, Argentina, Czechoslovakia back in the day, North Korea, the list goes on and on about all the countries that have leaned and gotten towards more socialist measures actually facing more of a downfall. The rich are just going to leave. That's where I really don't like this is, you know, yeah, what you're going to do is they're going to cause more inflation. Everyone's going to be quote unquote rich, right? Because everyone's making 200K a year when 200K doesn't get you anywhere. And everyone is just going to get more and more poor. The weak, middle class, and poor will be stuck with the bill while the people that do have money, they're just going to leave. You have a Plan B passport. You can get a Plan B passport, get a passport to another country, invest in that country, and then you're golden. One thing that really irked me, guys, and I'm sorry, I'm going on a rant. I'm so fired up about this. Like, I'm so fired up about this because at the end of the day, We need to speak up, guys. And I'm trying to speak up. I'm trying to do everything I can. I'm writing to the senators. I'm writing to the representatives. I'm going and I'm telling everyone I know with all my heart that this is wrong. This is not the right step we want our country to go down. But the 25% tax on unrealized gains, this is even worse. So let's just say you have a net worth of $1 million. And the government says, you know what? You're considered wealthy. You need to pay a 25% tax on the gains that you've had this year. So let's just say they went from 500,000 to $1 million. Well, what's 25% of that? So at the end of the day, they're in a bad situation because they would have to pay $125,000 in taxes. So they would have to sell their investment, take the cash, sell the investment, realize the capital gains tax, right? Because they're getting double taxed. And then they're going to have to pay that to Uncle Sam. What a horrible, horrible idea. I can't think of a worse idea. This honestly, like, if this is the future we're living in America, I just want to opt out. I don't say that in like a depressing way. I have my avenues. I will go elsewhere. I'll just opt out. I'll go to a place that actually cares about me, does, and I'm gonna fight till the end. I'm gonna speak up. I'm gonna contact my representatives. I'm gonna speak up on social media. I'm gonna do everything I can. But if it comes to the point where I'm just a boiling frog and I'm living a bad life because of what Biden and truly, it's not even Biden. He couldn't even today. He gave a speech and he was like, "We're gonna go for four more years," and then he said, "Pause." He said, four more years, pause. He was reading the teleprompter word for word, guys. Word for word, he was reading the teleprompter. And that is so annoying because at the end of the day, we know, like we all knew all along, you know, he wasn't in control. We knew that he's a puppet to the New World Order, the elite, the globalists, the cabal. We know that he is being controlled. It's a fact, right? You don't have to look far. But today was the first time that he completely missed the mark. And he said, pause, because he regurgitates word for word what they're telling him. He's a lost soul. He's an old man. He does not actually know what he's doing. And he's just following orders. And that's the sad part, because who is writing the teleprompter? That's terrifying. I don't know. I don't know who's writing it. I don't know who's in control. It's not a good thing. And we need to see a strong, strong red wave. Now, I want to talk about this. Wealthy people, the connected, they have top-notch accountants. And they study, they spend thousands of dollars on their accountants, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands on their accountants. And so they are able to navigate the tax loopholes for these people. So rich, they're going to be 100% fine. The people that are like upper middle class, I worry about them. Now, this makes investment less attractive in the United States. This makes moving to the U.S. less lucrative. And this like unrealized gains thing will actually force sell and cause double taxation. I can see people wanting to leave the market. But if you leave the market, you're going into number go down technology, which is our fiat currency, the U.S. dollar. So you are screwed. You're screwed if you do, and you're screwed if you don't. The only way out of this is just to leave the country. And I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm just saying, like, have options. That's what I'm saying. Like, get your plan B, your plan C, your plan D passports in order. So when stuff does hit the fan, you don't need to be between a rock and a hard place. You know where to go. So, you know, at the end of the day, this country, the U.S., it's just getting so authoritarian. And, you know, I'm for individuals trying to make a quick buck and try to improve their life, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we want people that maybe work a part-time job, maybe work for $8 an hour in high school, and then they can slowly work their way up to make a lot of money one day. We do not live in that day and age today, guys. In fact, it is the exact opposite right now. We live in this day and age where it's about connections, about how close you are to the money printer, the Cantillon effect. We're living in this day and age where, you know, if you're compliant and you do as you're told, you get ahead. It's kind of this Orwellian future I see right now. But, you know, this is not the America I once knew. And I guarantee you, out of all the investors out here that are listening to this, this is not the America you knew either. This is the America that is going downhill. We got to speak up. We need to vote. We need to vote red. We need to, look, I'm not a staunch Democrat or Republican, but I'll tell you this. What we're seeing right now is going to make our lives worse as both investors, but more importantly, even Bitcoiners. If Bitcoin were to go down to or up to $1 million one day, you were to sell it on an exchange, you're going to end up paying tremendous amounts in taxes, just huge, huge sums in taxes. And like at the end of the day, that's why we need to do our best to educate others on getting bills in place that can make it so we can spend our Bitcoin, or just lobbying and getting out there to try to talk to people about the benefits of this technology that is deflationary, that will go up in value, that will actually increase productivity and labor and will better allocate capital. And I won't go into the whole spiel now, but I will say this. I will say we need to vote. We need to speak out. We need to speak against authoritarianism, against socialism, against the Democrats, and we need to do anything we can to get a better future for ourselves. Because guess what? You shouldn't have to be making 150 grand a year and renting. You shouldn't have to be paying half your money every year, more than half, in taxes. I feel like it's the fall. I was driving home and I was like, this feels like the fall of Rome. This actually feels like the fall of Rome. Anyways, not trying to get doom and gloom, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to keep throwing out the best content for you. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to be transparent. And this is all a call to action, for you to try to make a change in other people's lives if I can make a change to yours. And I just want to see things improve. And I'm sure you do too. So anyways, please share it, like it, comment, stream some sats, and I'll see you guys in the next one.